USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former New York City Mayor and President Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani was admitted to MedStar Georgetown University Hospital after testing positive for China virus over the weekend. Rudy tweeted, "Thank you to all my friends and followers for all the prayers and kind wishes. I'm getting great care and feeling good, recovering quickly, and keeping up with everything." End quote. California lockdowns by Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom is being met with strong resistance as 85% of California residents are demanded they stay at home because of the China virus.
Mayor Garcetti and Gavin Newsom is responsible for every single person that doesn't have unemployment, that does not have a job, and all the businesses that are going under. And we need your help. We need somebody to do something about this.
Sherman Oaks, California restaurant owner Angela Marsden is the proprietor of Pineapple Hill Saloon and Grill. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
The product that you have given me here is, as far as I'm concerned, sent to me from heaven. I love it a great deal. It's hard to find anything that's real nowadays. I enjoy it immensely. It's making my life so much better. I feel so much better. And during this pandemic, I have no worries whatsoever. My immune system has got to be at a top-notch level. I don't seem to get colds or anything. I don't know what getting sick is anymore. This is so cool.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
As the Food and Drug Administration looks into approving Pfizer's China virus vaccine on Thursday, what can you expect when you get the shot? USA Radio News' Dan Naraki tells us more.
A vaccine against the coronavirus may be days away from receiving an emergency use authorization from the Food and Drug Administration. The agency will meet on December 10th to decide whether to issue the EUA for Pfizer's vaccine. So if approved, what side effects will people experience? Glenda Shields was part of the trial study for the Pfizer vaccine and tells Fox News about the side effects that he experienced after getting the shot.
I had never really had a reaction to a vaccine before, and I did have a reaction to this one. I had headaches and fatigue were the big thing. I didn't take, you know, any kind of like aspirin or ibuprofen on the first shot. The second shot I did, and it basically muted all the effects. It was about 24 hours worth, and then there was a lot of shot site pain, probably 48 to 72 hours.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
USA Radio News.
You can get the best night's sleep of your life at the best savings you'll ever find. The MyPillow Premium Pillow is on sale right now. A standard or queen premium MyPillow, $29.98. King size, only $5 more. That's a $40 savings. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Also, great savings on all the MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
A little under 1 month from now, Georgia will have a runoff election to decide their representatives to the U.S. Senate. This will also decide which party controls the Senate. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki takes a look at Sunday's debates.
The eyes of the political world were on Georgia Sunday night as Senator Kelly Loeffler and her challenger, Raphael Warnock, squared off in a debate ahead of their runoff election. The Republican incumbent framed the entire election as a battle between the American dream and socialism.
You can see what's at stake. There are two visions for our country. Mine, the American dream, my opponent. Socialism. This is what's on the ballot January 5th, the American dream. I was born and raised on a farm. I grew up working in the fields. I built my career. I became a job creator right here in Georgia, and I have been blessed to live the American dream.
While her Democratic challenger called on Georgians to be ready to get out the vote.
It's our job, Georgia, to put our shoes on and get ready, because there are those who are engaged in the politics of division. They have no vision, and so they engage in division. Tomorrow is the last day to register. Tell everybody you know to make a vote plan, because health care is on the ballot. Workers are on the ballot. Voting rights is on the ballot. Criminal justice reform is on the ballot.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The president tweeted Sunday that the head of his legal team, Rudy Giuliani, has tested positive for the China virus. Giuliani has been admitted to Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington, D.C. Rudy's son, Andrew Giuliani, tweeted Sunday night that his father was getting great care and was feeling well. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.